two things that we need to know as a bit of background if it's the story is to make any sense. The first thing to know is that the story of the first Easter happened in a city called Jerusalem in Israel, and it happened to people who were Jews. Now, the Jews had a very different calendar to ours, because as soon as the sun set on a Friday evening, the Jews had a thing called Sabbath, where until the sun rose again on a Sunday morning, nobody was allowed to do any work, and it was very strictly policed. So this story takes place in a Jewish culture where Sabbath is observed, and from sunset on Friday, nobody is allowed to do any work at all until sunrise on Sunday morning. The second thing that you need to know to make sense of the Easter story is that Jews buried people very differently to the way we bury dead people today. And what the Jews did was that they had a burial practice where they would anoint a body with spices, wrap the body up in bandages, and then put them not in a ground in a coffin and put loads of soil on top, but they would put them in a tomb. And then they would seal up the tomb, and then, this is the bit that seems really weird to us, many years later, they would re-enter that tomb, and the body would have decomposed, but they would gather up the bones and put the bones in a box called an ossuary. And that's how they honored their dead relatives and dead friends. Now, when you've got those two bits of information, the Easter story can begin to make sense. Jesus had died on Friday afternoon, and the very last thing they could do before sunset and the Sabbath began, when no work was allowed, was that they could take Jesus' body. They didn't have time to prepare his body very much. They just stuck it in a tomb, and then they would have to wait till the Sunday morning so that they could then embalm the body ready for their practice of tomb burial. So that explains why at the crack of dawn on Sunday morning, the first day of a new week in a Jewish calendar, these women were going to the tomb. Now, we don't know why it was a whole group of women. We know that Luke names them as Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and one other in the story, what's her name? Joanna. And Mark tells us that another lady called Simone was there, but there was a group of women who all went together. Now, it's guesswork as to know why they all went together. Perhaps it was because they were expecting Roman guards guarding the tomb, and they were a bit scared of kind of them, so they wanted a group of them. Perhaps it was because they knew they were going to have to roll the stone away. And in Mark chapter 16, they're on their way in their grief and their upset and their distress. They're not thinking very clearly. And they're actually talking to one another. When we get there, what are we going to do? How are we going to move the stone away? Anyway, that's all guesswork. But what we do know is that these women arrived together, and what they saw, they did not expect. Number one, the stone on the outside of the tomb was rolled to the side. And when they worked up their courage to walk into the tomb, Jesus' body that they'd placed there on Friday afternoon is no longer there. And they stand around in the tomb and they're saying, what could have happened? And their minds are racing and they're trying to work out every possible scenario. Where could the body be? And then two angels appear. And Luke describes them as two men who shone like lightning. That's pretty bright. And it's even brighter in a tomb. And so these women fell to their knees in fear. And it was at that point that the angels spoke these words that echo through the centuries to this place this morning. And those words were these: why do you seek the living among the dead? Because he has risen. The angels were saying, hey, Jesus has been resurrected, and he's fully alive, and he is fit and well, and you don't look for healthy, fit people in a dead tomb. Why do you look for the living among the dead? But as those words echo through the centuries, as I was thinking about this Easter, I wonder if that's what Jesus would say to us this morning, to our culture, and to us in his church. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is risen. We cram our lives with lots of stuff. Can we have the Crossy Road thing that I was obviously so brilliant at? We had that little game this morning, reminding us that there are all these obstacles in our lives to succeed. There's so many things that we have to deal with. And in our world right now, people think that they can find success and meaning and purpose in life through what? Through money. Okay, what else? What do we look for a life in all its fullness? What are the things we're looking, what do we do to try and get that? Pardon? Relationships, family, money, jobs, possessions, looks, beauty, wealth, success, fame, intellect, academic achievements. You name it, we search for it. And yet, I think Jesus would say to us this morning, why do you seek the living among the dead? Let me try and explain what I mean. Now, we need a really brave and heroic individual to come and help us, don't we, Andy?
We do.
Andy, if you could come and give me a hand. So, let's get the props here. We are looking for a brave and courageous individual. They probably need to be over 10 because we've done the health and safety assessment and frankly, you know, 10 will do. Right, okay. I don't see people flocking to volunteer here, Andy. Should we?
Martin Jenner loves ladders.
Martin Jenner.
He loves
ladders.
Yeah,
Martin Jenner.
Yeah.
Come on, right. Yeah. I become Martin. That's brilliant. Okay, now, first of all, Martin, this is a risky exercise. So come on up the front. We got a helmet for you, just in case you fall off. We need to, anybody work in health and safety? You do. Okay, you can put a helmet on. Okay, Steve, you can help. Okay, Steve, your job, this is the safety net, all right? Okay, so if he falls off, you catch him. That's great. Andy, there's a cushion out the back there.
That's kind.
That's excellent. Yeah, no, that's good. So Martin, if you fall off at any point, try to aim for these cushions, all right? That'd be great. So we've done the health and safety of it. Now, Martin, I wonder if you could stand at the bottom of the steps. Now,
you look great, mate.
Earlier on, we were talking about all the things that we have to deal with to succeed in life. And somebody said over here that you have to listen at school. I thought that was brilliant. So Martin, to succeed in your life, could you stand on the first rung because you've learned to listen in school? Okay. He's looking dead nervous.
A round of applause to Martin, I think. Isn't that good? Well done.
Yeah. You look beautiful, mate. Whatever you do, don't kill yourself, because that would be a really bad thing to happen on Easter Sunday morning. So give me something else that we need to kind of achieve or succeed to, or to get through to succeed in life. What were the others? Yes.
Belief.
Okay, we'll have another step up the ladder. We'll have belief. Okay, excellent. So let's think of some of these things that in our world right now people are looking for. Let's go for the next step of let's have lots of money. Are you listening? Yeah, money. Let's go for money. Yeah, very good. Steve, you need to look a bit more active on the catching front here. Okay, so let's have a beautiful wife and marriage. Let's go for another one. Yeah. Okay. Jenny, I'm not saying he hasn't got one of those, all right? Just to be clear. Okay, yeah. How you feeling, Martin?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Okay, so then let's have a really rewarding job. really rewarding. You love your job, don't you, Mayan?
Yeah.
Okay, up another rung, mate. Go on, get up there. Whoa. Yeah. Yes. So he gets to the end of all this wonderful stuff, a beautiful marriage, lovely home, lots of money, a satisfying job, and then where does the step go next, Martin? It doesn't seem to go anywhere, does it?
There's one more.
Even my health and safety levels can't cope with that one. Give him a round of applause and we'll let him stand out. You see, I think that illustrates the kind of thing that we're talking about here. That Jesus says to us this morning, like those angels did to the women on that first Easter Sunday, why do you look for the living among the dead? Our gyms are full of people trying to hold on to a life that they will never be able to hold on to. All the companies in the world have got lots of ambitious people trying to earn a standard of living that they'll never be able to hold on to. And the echoes of the Easter story echo through to us this morning. So why do we search for the living among the dead? Because you see, if Jesus rose from the dead, then that means that everything changes. That what we think life is about isn't. If Jesus rose from the dead, then everything we see around us is just preparation for a new quality of life with God that lasts forever in a resurrected life. Because what happened to Jesus then can happen to all of us one day. That we can live for eternity with God. And so nothing in this life can satisfy an aspiration deep in our lives that we would know this God and live with him, because only Jesus can make that longing fulfilled. And so the Easter story is a reminder to us that actually if this happens, it changes everything. It changes all our priorities. It changes our longings. It changes the things that we invest in now, because nothing in this world will ultimately satisfy us. Only knowing this Jesus, who loved the world so much that he was prepared to give up his life so that we could know this resurrected life. And when we ask Jesus into our lives, it's like this kind of down payment of this resurrected life by his Spirit takes hold in us. And we have a new hope. We know that one day hope wins, love wins, justice reigns, evil is defeated, injustice is broken, sickness is healed, death and destruction is banished. Relationships are restored. We live at peace with God, with his creation, with each other, and within ourselves. Everything changes if this Easter story took place, because we have a hope that is not of this world, that can never be satisfied by this world. And the irony is that some of us sitting here this morning believe all of that. And yet Jesus would still say to us, so then why do you seek the living among the dead? Because I have risen. My prayer is that the implications of this story will shape all our lives. And for those of you who maybe are hearing this for the first time, I'd like to invite you to consider it more. On the 21st of April, we've got Paul Jones from the band Manfred Mann, media personality. He's going to be interviewed about his faith here at the church. And that's going to be a fascinating evening as we can listen to somebody's story as their experience of the resurrection life. And people will be selling tickets for that after the service, just up there on the balcony. And then on the 28th of April, we're starting our next Alpha course. Many of you will have heard of Alpha. Millions of people around the world have done this course, which just explores the claims of Christianity a little bit deeper and a bit more carefully. And we'd love to invite you to be part of that as we work out if this Easter story did really happen, it really does change everything. What does it need to change for me? But for all of us this morning, I believe those words echo through the centuries as Jesus says to us what the angels said to those women. Why do you look for the living among the dead? If we want to live a life in all its fullness, then we need to focus our eyes on a Jesus who was dead and has been raised again. Let's pray together, shall we?